back to Pittsburgh.
You might need to work on your flow a little bit, but in general. All right, I have a bit for you.
I love bits.
And I'm going to tell you.
We've been just too serious lately.
Even when I preview all of the audio for this particular bit segment, it's quite the high wire act.
Go on.
Last week, I had a slip up. One that has happened to many of us here at the Ticket and in broadcasting in general, which we will highlight. My slip up, which was not featured on the emergency break of the week, I assume because George is a good, wholesome man and did not want to replay this. We were talking about Naomi Osaka, the tennis phenom who ended up not playing in the French Open because she didn't want to participate in post-match media. And I was attempting to put her in context of where she ranks in the world, and I accidentally went with the smaller unit of nation, or another word for nation, and I got tripped up.
When I first heard that story, I was like, huh, so? And then it was like, look at the story. She's the number one tennis. Oh, okay, I guess that's why this is a story?
She may actually be number two ranked in the... In the world. Excuse me.
Well, at least...
We're not done here yet.
At least it didn't stop you down.
Right. It stopped me down to a point where everyone just lays out for a good 6 seconds. Number two ranked in the... In the world. Excuse me. We all cool here?
We're cool. Are you cool?
I made a mistake.
Should we start the segment over?
You stopped yourself down.
The moment of panic, aww, whenever you know that you said it, and then you're waiting on everyone to jump on you, but I'm also saying, are we cool here? Meaning, did you morons not dump that? Because I can see that neither one of your hands moved over to the button, so now I'm panicking.
Well, if you just... I feel like context means something. I think if you stop in the middle of the word and you're if you're referring to, you know, home plate or something, that's one thing. But you're not. And would I be a good person to put in front of the FCC board? And I'm like, come on.
I wasn't even meaning that.
It's on here. No?
Nice guy. It's just can't talk.
Yeah. But that's a word that if it does leave your face, your mouth, you stop down so hard that it doesn't matter if anybody else reacts or not. Like, that's probably the worst one, right? There are other words that if you accidentally said, you might not stop down as bad. That is the top rank.
Well, non-racist word, yes.
Sure.
It's the number one. It's so biting.
It is.
So...
And your next statement threw Dan off as well in that clip.
Yeah, I think I said after that she pulled out of the tournament, but my wheels were spinning. Dan, of course, has run afoul of this before.
The Ticket, proud to partner with Star Power, giving away VIP VIP tickets to the Maverick home games. Comfortable leather seats with a bird's eye view of the action. Listen to Norm and Donnie.
Say, dude?
Huh? What?
Oh, my.
Wait, what?
That's an adjective I have not heard used to describe furniture, but...
Better enunciate comfortable a little more.
What? And see, since then, I've actually appropriated that version of the word.
Boy, what a chair really that would be, huh?
I don't really know what it means, but...
Do you lay on the chair on your back, or do you lay it...
Here's another Dan one.
I feel like if you had to make up a name in China, one you would just make up. So I'm not sure it's real.
Go check it out.
Although I should ask Blake. He's the conspiracy theorist.
Sorry, sir?
What?
Political party or another. I started to say country, and then, well...
Stopped at the worst possible syllable.
Remember back when we were talking Wuhan? That one was pretty quick, though.
Well, that stopped after the syllable, the letter N.
Right.
But if you stop after the letter T, then it becomes a little dicier.
Yes. That That one was not as bad because it was only the first three letters.
But if you just say the first three letters, I'm sure that would even throw up antennas.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever
tried
this
before. Try that tonight when you go home.
I'm going to not.
Report back.
Yeah.
A little sweet new nickname you have for the wife.
Julie, do you know that you've been down this road before?
I was trying to remember. I feel like I have a faint memory of maybe walking down this road.
This is a pretty quick clip.
Not Julie. Not our sweet, innocent Julie.
See, judge for yourself.
The baby comes, like, unexpectedly, naturally.
Where did she say that? What's the context?
She was saying, we were talking to, I don't think I was here.
Was that when I was co-hosting with you, Dan, at the
Hockey Man
Dragon's Den?
I think you might have
Oh, were we talking to John Klingberg?
Yes, about his kid.
Yeah,
and what she said
that's
is,
a bad time to
she
do
said
that.
She was going to say like and unexpectedly and ran the back half and the front half of those two words together.
The baby comes like unexpectedly, naturally.
It's the perfect storm of words.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
As if you started the word unexpectedly with a C or a K.
Exactly.
But I finished with like.
Right, but the K started the word unexpectedly,
exactly.
So now it's
con-expectedly.
Mm. See, I don't know if these other ones are beeped, so let's just pull one here.
Let's do a little roulette, bro. Pull
back the curtain.
Russian roulette.
Here.
Let's fly.
When something is labeled as clean, it could either mean it's clean, there's no beep on it. Or it could mean clean, as in it's clean and playable for the air.
Give it a try. Let's just see.
Let's see which one this
I'll bet
one.
If it says clean, it's good to play.
Let's see if we can play it.
I think.
Because, Dan, sometimes you can't go to Spencer McKenzie's. Sometimes it comes to you.
You guys should watch his favorite South Park.
Great work, Keller.
For the first time in...
He was there right when they opened.
Training camp history. It has been brought to us. And that wasn't even
what do you
close.
Train?
It wasn't even close.
How did that even work?
How do you train it?
That one was camp.
Great question. Great follow-up by me.
Jeez. What's wrong with all of us?
That was...
I know. That's people are wrong.
Camp.
These other people are...
But with a different vowel. So, this is very close.
Right.
Let's see what
could
this
have been
one.
Kemp. Could have been Kemp.
Let's see what this
There's
one.
A lot of
Their
different...
previous release, 2006, Take the Long Way Home, won them the album, record, and song of the year honors at the Grammys. Which, I don't know any of that. I'm not a fan. I don't listen to their stuff, so. But, of course, they were mired in controversy after the, y'all, we didn't vote for him neither, or something like that. What was it?
We're ashamed that the president's thing, from Texas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, which, my God.
And
in all every country radio station.
Hey now.
Is that Bob?
What did I do?
You stopped that word.
Oh,
that was
Corby,
yeah. I think describing that genre of music is a harrowing experience for all of us. It seems like a lot of those.
It's weird that we have two words. Well, it's the same word. That genre of music, or another word for a nation, that has the dirtiest of all four-letter words as half of its word.
Yes.
What if there was another word that was the F word was the front half?
And they just
but
added,
then the last half
was just like a RY.
But it was a crazy yes.
And that was like what you called a state.
Right. One of the most common words you use.
Right. It's even like radio stations play F-free music. Like that would...
Right.
No one would...
Yeah.
All right, two more quick ones here. I missed this at the time, I think. I don't know that we ever played this. This is Mark Jones calling a college football game. And what I think is really interesting about this one is it doesn't show up in the place that you would usually think that it would, which is a special teams play that, you know.
Perhaps one that got away. 4th and 11 coming up. Logan Cook punting.
Punting.
Christian Kirk with a fair catch. at the 31-yard line. A 40-yard punt, nothing on the return.
So far we're good, right?
Yeah, but I'm seeing issuing a warning with Kirk catching a punt.
Not quite.
At the 31-yard line, a 40-yard punt, nothing on the return. Kickoff week 8 with NFL countdown.
Okay.
So
no.
he cleared the...
Took the U out, or the O.
He cleared the punt hurdle.
Right.
And, but when it was time for countdown...
Right. He didn't have time for the O.
That is awesome. And this is the all-timer, of course.
Valescu's kick. Oh, this is a good kick by the rookie free agent from Oregon. Back to Kirkus at the 23, up quickly to the 30, left across the 35 to the 40. Really good return. A 56-yard punt by Valescu.
All right, 247.